What's up, sisters and friends? Happy Monday, everybody. This is the first Sisters and Friends episode in the new studio, which I'm so excited about. And I just want to say thank you so much for everyone who supports this podcast, listened to this podcast, has been a part of the Whoa That's Good fam for so long. It's really because of you guys that we get to step into this new studio. And I've been like pinching myself all day, kind of low-key feeling like Kelly Clarkson or, you know, Oprah. But, you know, for real, I'm so excited to just get to further podcasting and continue to do what I love doing and interview people and hear great stories. And today, I have a truly special guest on the podcast today. I actually have one of my good friends. She's also my mom's assistant. She was at once my sibling's babysitter. She's played a lot of roles. She helped have a hand in my wedding and bachelorette trip and planning pretty much everything we've been a part of. She also helped string even the DIY projects that you see even in this studio. I mean, she truly is an amazing person who's been a friend to our family. We have Lindsay Neely on the podcast. And I'm so excited you said yes to doing this.
Yes. Thank you so much for asking me. And I'm just like so, so happy to be here and just like share what's been on my heart and in my life lately. And I hope that it's encouraging to others and sisters and friends and just get to share what's going on. And thank you so much for having me.
It's going to be so good. Is this your first podcast?
Yes.
Okay, I love it because this is not like your typical thing, but so much is going on in your life. And, you know, we've been friends for a long time. You've been, I think you came into the family during the Duck Dynasty days, which, by the way, how did that happen?
Yeah, so I actually worked on the crew for Duck Dynasty, and then y'all's life just got super busy and your parents needed somebody to help run Bella, Will, and Rowdy around. And I was working like on the LA side of the Duck Dynasty, and then I was a local, so I didn't really know what they would do like whenever it stopped. And so Willie and Corey were like, will you just like help us with the kids? And I was like, absolutely, like I want to be on the local side of things. So I'm so like glad they did, because this is like 9 years later and I'm still here. So
it's crazy.
It's pretty crazy.
And you really have played a part in like so many big moments in all of our lives. Yeah. Like you really were a huge help in planning our wedding and then even my bachelorette trip. I was saying I got to know you a little bit more because you came with us and just like so many sweet special moments that we've gotten to share together. So people have probably seen you in our pictures and seen you be a part of our life, but not really know your full story. Yeah. So we're going to dive in. But first, we have to say this, because today, literally on this day, you guys are what?
We're debt free. And woo-hoo! I'm so excited. I hope to like just encourage everybody out there, like, this is just a story that I'm so excited to tell and like just the blessings that have come from it. And I'm 32 years old and like I never thought that you could be debt free this young and like this, and just like the things that have come from it is just like a norm. I think we thought we were just like living this normal life of, you know, car notes and payments and house notes and credit cards, and there is peace and no anxiety and no stress in our life now that we have no payments. Wow. And like we just get to prepare and plan for our future. Wow. And so it's just like so exciting, because it's just like something we never thought possible, but we learned that it is possible and it's doable. And so I'm just excited to share that part of the story too.
Yeah, I'm so excited for you to share that part of the story. So this is kind of cool. So Lindsay's been in my life for a long time. I love Lindsay. I learn a lot from you just as being your friend, and you're such an awesome mom. You're such an awesome person, and you work so hard for my mom. But then you started talking all of a sudden about you hearing Dave Ramsey doing the class, doing the thing. And I'm like, wait, this is actually really cool. So some of you might be listening and be like, well, this is different. You know, I am no Dave Ramsey. We typically don't have people on the podcast talking about stuff like this, but I was like, wow, like a lot of people are walking through the stress that you guys were walking through before and are walking through just the reality of life being hard and everything just stacking up on itself. And now y'all have been through a lot of hard work and this class that y'all have done, and you even brought your Dave Ramsey book, but you're here today, you're literally debt free. And that's something to be so proud of, that you actually just said you did not think you were going to be able to do at this stage in your life. Mm-hmm. And so tell me a little bit about that. Like people might say, well, you know, you have a good job, all this stuff, but just a little bit more into like, how much of that were y'all like worried about? Was it really a huge stress in y'all's life? And when did y'all go, wait, this actually doesn't have to be a thing? Like we can work towards getting rid of this.
So actually we just thought, like growing up, my parents worked paycheck, paycheck, paycheck. Like, we even had to help provide for our family. Like, I've worked since I was 12 years old. I feel like I've given, you know, provided for our family as a whole. I'd go to the store and buy milk and groceries and all these things. And, like, I thought, like, oh my gosh, like, I don't want this for my family. Like, I know it was, like, stressful growing up in it, so I don't want that for my family, but I didn't know how to make that happen. And so I went to college, got a good job. I feel like both Jonathan and I have worked really, really hard to, you know, provide for our families, but we were in the paycheck to paycheck. Like, we got in credit card debt. We got in car loan debt, we got a new house, like all these things. And like, it was just piling up. And we were like, oh, I was just like, oh my gosh, I cannot live like this. Like, this is so stressful. And at our church one Sunday, like, the pastor was preaching on margins and like how to create margin in your financial, you know, situation. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, we've really got to listen. Like, we've really got to hone in on like what this is. And he mentioned Financial Peace University is like taught at our church. And so I was like, Jonathan, let's sign up for this. Like, let's see what it's about. Like, we just really need to change our ways. And like, when we were first married, like, we did not talk about money together. Like, it was such a stressful conversation, such a stressful thing to talk about because we just didn't handle money very well. And so we started going to Financial Peace University, and he just teaches you these things of like how to spend your money, how to save your money, how to treat your money. And like, we were like, okay, we were taking all in. And like, one of the first things that Dave teaches is to tithe and give. And I will say, like, wow. We were going to church for so long, and like, we would only give money here and there. And we came home from that first meeting, and it says the first thing to do is give. And like, wow. We literally had to sit down and be like, I don't know where we're going to give. Like, we don't have the money to tithe. Like, it's so tight. So, so tight. I don't know how we're going to do this. And Jonathan's like, I don't think we can. Like, let's just skip that part. And I was like, no, like, if we're going to do this, we have to do it the right way. And so we did. We just like, we're like, okay, we're going to tithe every week. And that's the first thing that comes out of our budget. And we did. And like, I can't even tell you the amount of blessings that we've gotten, just like God showing up after, like, one time after the other. And just like, wow, like, if you really do give God his part first, like, he will show up like so many more than you could ever imagine. So like, there are some cool things that have happened behind that. But we were just like living paycheck to paycheck and not knowing that you could live like this. And now that we're debt free, we're just like, oh my gosh, like, how many things are we going to get to do? Like, we're going to get to send our kids to college, and we're going to get to buy new furniture. Like, I don't know, like, just all these things that like, we just didn't think were possible. Yeah. So,
okay. So tell me, cause that, I remember that sermon series that we did, and that wasn't that long, but it kind of was. So when did y'all hear that?
It was in October.
Okay, yeah.
Or like early September. And so we started Financial Peace in October.
Wow.
And so this is 7 months to the day we have paid off $62,000.
Oh my gosh.
Consumer debt.
That is like crazy.
Crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
That's honestly amazing. 7 months, also number completion, kind of cool. And $62,000. I didn't even know the number, but that's amazing.
It's pretty cool.
Okay, so I want to hear more about that later, but you know, for those listening, I know so many of you are in like financial stressful situations and times, and especially a lot of our listeners are right out of college and you're feeling the weight of that. Maybe you're just early married, maybe you just had a kid, like, you're feeling the weight of it. And that's one reason I wanted to have you on, because I'm like, you're someone who is feeling the weight of it, and you guys have just found such freedom in that. And so I want to talk about that, but also y'all's story is really inspiring in and of itself too. So how did you and Jonathan meet? Tell us a little bit about y'all's love story.
So I love our story, of course, because I met Jonathan through my best friend. She was my best friend for 2 years. Like, she didn't really even mention that she had a brother. And so we were just like inseparable, great friends. We lived here in Monroe. We're both from the same hometown, Alexandria. And she was like, one weekend, she was like, hey, do you want to come home with me? And I was like, yeah, like, let's hang out. And I met her brother, and he was like, asking her for my number, and she was like, absolutely not. Like, I'm not, like, that's my best friend. Like, not going to happen. And she was like, if you want it, you're going to have to get it yourself. And so he did. He just asked me to play in a softball tournament, and we just started dating after that. And I remember after, like, one of our first, like, really serious dates, I told Kayla, and I was like, I think he's the one. Like, wow. I really think, like, this could really work. And
how'd she feel about that?
She was like, are you sure?
Yeah.
And I was like, yes. And then, of course, we got to become sisters. And so, anyways, we started dating. And then 6 months in, we got pregnant. And I was like, of course, just like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? You know, just like, this is not the plan. Like, this is crazy. And I was a senior in college. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is just not how I thought life was supposed to go, you know, like, I just was not there, not ready. And, but we were committed to each other. We wanted to be together. We wanted to stay together. And so he moved, here to Monroe, and I finished college, and he was like, okay, so do you want to get married? And I was like, yeah. And, I was like, well, I think he like kind of thought like I wanted this huge wedding, and like I was just ready to get married. I was like, we've got to get married, you know. And Finley Kate was 11 months old, and I was like, how do you feel about getting married in Vegas? And he was like, like, you would do that? I was like, yeah, let's go to Vegas. And he was like, okay, let's go. So,
was there any inspo to that? Like, did you see a wedding in Vegas that you thought that's
it? No, I feel like I was like kind of conning him into it. I was like, I knew he would be on board for that. And I just really wanted to get married. So I knew if I said like Vegas, he would do it immediately. And
that
so
is
I was kind of like just ready. So I was like, let's do it. And, which was kind of a crazy time because I was a senior in college. I was like, can we get married in Vegas, like, on spring break? And he was like, yes.
That's so good.
And so I went to spring break not realizing that I had finals as soon as I got back. So
Oh, my gosh.
I had finals, and I was just like, this is the wildest time, but somehow I got through all of that.
Oh, my gosh.
So I got married one weekend. The next weekend, I graduated college.
Wow.
And then we've just been going ever since.
Wow.
And I was like, and since this is about money, like, I think he thought, like, I don't know when we're going to get married because I can't afford, like, this huge wedding or whatever, you know. And I'm like, oh, we spent $2,000 on our wedding. Like, that's it, you know. And it's just like today's age is just like, feel like you see all these things and you have to pay all this money for something that really is just like a marriage between two people,
right.
You know, and just showing your love for one another. And
I think
that's just so special for us because we also just hit 10 years last week.
Let's go.
We're 10 years in. And like, just when we thought, like, at the beginning of our marriage, like, oh my gosh, or like, you know, finding out we're pregnant, like, we were just like so scared and so young that we were just like, how are we going to do this?
Yeah.
But just trusting that God has a plan and working through it has been really awesome. Yeah.
Y'all, Mother's Day is around the corner. If you didn't know that, you are welcome. And I'm about to tell you the best gift to get your mom that is going to be a win-win for everyone. It is the Aura Frames. If you haven't heard of it, let me tell you about it. Aura Frames are a beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital photo frames that come with unlimited storage to display all of your mom's favorite moments. I told you, best gift ever. The whole family can share as many pictures as they want right from their phone so that your mom gets all those special memories to her Aura Frame. It's super simple to upload and share photos with the Aura app, and you can even preload the frame with pictures so that the moment that you give it to your mom, she gets out of the box and the pictures are already there. So for moms to grandmas, aunts, and friends, anyone will love this if you get them the Aura frames. And I've actually gotten this frame for an aunt, for a grandma. I've gotten it for friends. I have friends who've now gotten it for their mom. I mean, truly, this is the gift that keeps on giving. And I'm not the only one who thinks an Aura frame is an amazing gift. Wirecutter named Aura frames the best digital photo frame, and it was selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. So your mom is going to love it. It really is so fun. If you've tried these out, if you haven't, it really is so fun because it's kind of like your own personal social media that you're getting to upload just for your mom. So the pictures you might not post on socials that, you know, she loves to see on Instagram and give you a little like, she's actually going to get to see at her house. You can upload any picture you want and just make her day, and everyone in your family can do that. So if you have a lot of siblings, maybe I'll go in together, get your mom or a friend gift together. I'm telling you, you'll knock it out of the park this Mother's Day. So right now, Aura actually has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frames. So if you're going to get one, now is the time. That's AuraFrames.com, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code WHOA, W-H-O-A, at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. That's so beautiful. And I've heard you talk about before just like how the bride culture is these days and mm-hmm. how, you know, it is so flashy and it's like you have to go so big and so grand and it puts so much pressure on the bride mm-hmm. and then it puts so much stress on the bridesmaids because then they have to go to all these things and it's like so expensive. And yeah. I love when you tell your story, it's like, I love how we got married because it was about the wedding and it wasn't as much about the wedding as it was about our marriage and it was about yeah. us getting married and then starting our life together. And here we are 10 years and like that's what we're celebrating and that's what that was for, was to launch us into this yeah. life together. And now you'll have two kids who are like absolutely amazing, and Finley Cakes actually here in our live studio audience and she's just like the best. I mean, I watched Finley Cake worship and you yeah. talked about it. You got emotional about
I'm emotional about it.
Tell me about it.
It's just like, I mean, of course, 10 years ago, we would have never guessed like we'd be here. And just, I guess, just putting all of our trust in God. And like, really, Jonathan didn't really know the Lord whenever we were together. And just, I think I have always had a relationship with Jesus, like growing up and being in the church. And like, of course, it's gotten more personal as I've gotten older. But I just always knew, like, if I continued to stay in trusting in God, like God would bring him around, you know, it would just be like, if I just kept showing up and kept showing him, if I showed Jonathan the love of Jesus, like eventually he would come to know the love of Jesus. And so it was just so awesome to be able to bring that and like find a church that he enjoyed and that we both enjoyed and we both love. And then him getting involved in the church and like finding his own way to Jesus was just like so special for our relationship. And then now we get to raise our kids in that. So it's really, really cool.
Okay, so I know the listeners are going to want to know, like, how did you actually do that? I know you did the Dave Ramsey class, but what did your life kind of look like for the last 7 months to get to this point?
Yeah, so we really just had to say no to a lot of things, which what it seemed like it was going to be hard in the beginning to say no, but really, like, once you got into it, we really didn't miss a whole lot. So the Dave Ramsey, like, actually has a budgeting app that you can use, and it's free to download, but you just use that app, it connects to your bank account, and we're able to, like, budget line item every single thing, and then every time you spend something you just place it in that budget and it tells you how much you have left for the rest of the month. So we started doing that like immediately. Like I said, we would put our tithe in first, and then I would do our house note, water, utilities, all the things, like all that would come out then. That would come out next. And then I would say, like, okay, well, we have like $50 that we can go out to eat this month, or we have like $120 a week to be able to do groceries, and this much for gas and that much for that. So basically just really honing in and not going over budget on anything. So if it was like, we can only go out to eat one time after church on Sunday, you know, like we couldn't go out to eat every single Sunday. It was just one time. It was that one time.
Yeah.
And that was enough. Or for groceries, like really planned every single meal, and we did leftovers, and it was like, okay, I can use this for that and this for that. And so just really planning our meals and sticking to it and not going over budget. And I know it might be hard, but like once you get into the routine of, you know, having this or having that and getting creative with your meals, like it really is doable.
Yeah.
And then another thing that we did was just like kind of look at everything that we were paying for. Like Dave teaches you, or like the Ramsey method teaches you to like – get life insurance and different things that like are really important for you to have in place. And we did have life insurance in place, but we've been paying this for like so long.
Yeah.
And we just called to find out because it was a really high note that we were paying every mm-hmm. month. And then we called and we figured out that we had two life insurances on Jonathan. And I was like, why do we need two? Wow, we only really need one. And so like that cut it down. And then we even called the cell phone company and we were like, hey, how can we get this monthly note down, you know? And they were like, oh, we all have been customers for so long. Like, we'll go you down to this and we'll cut this. And so it really was just like calling and figuring out like who you could talk to get mm-hmm. things down and really just like
being intentional
about where our money was going. And like, really, we found out like so many things that we were paying for that we didn't even use, like subscriptions and different things, and really just cutting out all of those things. And it was like really important for us to do that because then we spent more time as a family. We did. Mm-hmm. So it was like, even though we were cutting things that we thought were so important, it really was easy to get rid of them and then spend more time with our family and do the things that we wanted to do. And like, we're such goers and we're so busy all the time that I was like, okay, I'm really glad we're staying home this weekend. You know, like, I'm really glad that we're actually like spending time at home and not going to do anything. And we really started off the Dave Ramsey plan like in a really bad spot because Dave Ramsey doesn't want you to buy a house until you're like debt free and like save for a down payment and all those things. Well, when we started the class, we had closed on our house like the week before. And I was like, oh, we are doing this all wrong. Not only did we close on a house, we went to Disney 2 weeks later and we were like, okay, you definitely cannot go to Disney and be on vacation. Yeah. So that was just like another expense that we added on, like really starting out this thing. And so I was like, the kids knew after Disney, like that was it. Like no more fun.
I'm actually glad that you said that because sometimes I think you, like people might see that and be like, oh, you can't buy a house. Well, I just said that. Okay, never mind. This isn't going to work for me. Yeah. Or like, oh, well, I just went to Disney World. So, you know, if I can't do that, then I'm not going to do this. But that's the same thing people do with like Bible reading. It's like, oh, I got off, so I'm not going to read the rest. It's like, no, stay with it. Or, I missed a practice. Like go back to the gym or whatever it is, you know? And so I love that you're like, you know, we actually started off on a really bad foot here, but still like you were like, okay, from this point forward, like let's get serious about it and stay committed. And just 7 months, like honestly, that's not that much time. Like I know it probably felt like a long time because it's a lot of hard things to say no to and, you know, a little bit of a life change and a lot more intentionality. But in the grand scheme of life, like
seven months
of the rest of your life, like what a gift, you know? And so much of it was just noticing.
And I will say too, like now that we are debt free, like now we figured out like how quickly can we pay off the house? Like we're like, oh, can we get it done before Finley graduates high school? Like, yes, let's do it. So it's just like, once you get started and you see how awesome it can be to like knock out all these things, like you're just like that much more enthusiastic to get it all done. Yeah. And you're like, we're just like so excited.
That's
and I'm
so
like,
cool.
If you think about it, I'm like, we just paid off $64,000 in 7 months. So like, what if we save another $64,000 in the next seven months? Like, what can we do?
That's
you know?
Cool.
So it's just cool to think like, whenever you think about those things, it's like, oh yeah, you really can.
Yeah.
And like, your job and what you make is like, what actually builds your wealth. So you really need to be intentional about that because you can set yourself up like for a great future if you're really intentional about your money now.
Yeah, that's so good. What were some of like the funniest, not funniest, because it probably didn't feel funny at the time, but like what were some of the things at the beginning that was the hardest to rip the Band-Aid off?
I will say like Jonathan is like really bad about going to eat lunch and he like always wants to go out to eat for lunch, but he just had to pack his lunch and he was like not super happy about it. And then today he like texted me and he was like, so we were out of mayonnaise and I could not eat my sandwich. And so I went by Sonic and I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, we're debt free. And now you're like, oh, I'm going back to Aldi. And I'm like, no, we're not doing that.
That's so funny.
So it's just really funny just being it like, I guess the hardest part was just like we love to go eat out after Sunday church and like that was just really hard. But also too, like just emergencies or things that like happened that was like, oh man, this is really gonna hurt. Like this is really gonna hurt. But I feel like in this plan, it teaches you to save.
Kind of prepare for
and
that.
And prepare. Yeah. So, like, I would have, like, emergency fund or, like, you know, if I knew, like, I need a new tires on my car. Like, that was the greatest thing. Like, I really did need new tires on my car, but I had just planned it in the budget. And when I went to go get them, there was no stress in buying them.
That's awesome.
It was just like the most amazing feeling. It's just if you prepare, you can do it. And I was nervous that we were going to have to say no to the kids, like in their sports or doing different things. And like Finley came to us with a new idea that she wanted to do theater. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, I don't know, you know, and like seeing the bill for theater. But it was like, I budgeted for that and I planned for that. So like writing them the check or giving them money, like it didn't even hurt. And it wasn't stressful because it was like already the plan. And I'm such a planner. So that like really helps me to know that that's like that money's there and that it's okay. And one thing like, I will say, like, early in our marriage and when we had the credit cards and everything, like, we have no credit cards now, which is, like, huge. But when we had them, like, John and I would not even, like, talk and we'd just get in money fights and, like, be so scared. But I would tell him, like, don't use a debit card. Like, there's no money in that account. Like, please don't use a debit card. Like, you have to use a credit card because you're going to overdraft our account. Like, that was so much of our conversations when we were early married that I was like, now we have so much money in our account that I'm like, wow, this is amazing. Like when you're not having to pay the credit card companies, you just like have so much freedom and so much relief.
Yeah.
And it's just so easy to talk to each other about money. That's like one of the coolest things that we get to.
Just spread freedom into so much of it.
Yes.
And so much light into it. And I think it's just so cool because it comes down to like things that are important in every situation in your life, like being intentional, you know, preparing for things, bringing freedom, bringing light, bringing, you know, commitment to certain situations, having contentment. Like all of these things that you had to do in 7 months are like actually lessons that will bless you for a lifetime.
Yeah.
You know,
so fun.
These applied to being debt free. But man, if you get these things in your life, it'll bless you for a lifetime. So, so cool.
So good.
Y'all, I don't know about you, if you're a mom out there with a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old or any kids, but do you just feel like you're sick all the time? We definitely feel that way. When there's sickness in the house, few things are more important than getting good quality sleep to help you heal and recover. And Miracle Made Sheets are here to help you achieve that perfect night's sleep using their silver-infused, NASA-inspired fabrics that keep your body at the ideal temperature all night long. The days of waking up shivering or covered in sweat are long gone, my friends. Miracle Sheets are infused with silver that prevent up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, which is super helpful during those sick days that I mentioned earlier. Miracle Sheets stay cleaner and fresher 3 times longer than any other sheets do, which I'm also so thankful for because less laundry, right? So if you have not tried Miracle Made Sheets, today is the day to try them. Not only are Miracle Made Sheets more comfy and cleaner than other brands, but they also don't have a price tag that will break the bank. Plus, they're designed for your skin by reducing the amount of bacteria that you're sleeping on, which means less breakouts, acne, clogged pores, which we are all here for all of those things. We love our Miracle Made Sheets. Once we tried them, we have not gone back. We actually ended up buying more to make sure that every bed in our house could be covered in them because we just feel like they are so comfy. The cooling situation is so great and they're cleaner longer. And with 2 kids and a dog in the bed, you know, that is something we're grateful for. So go to trymiracle.com/woe to try Miracle Made Sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, which honestly, this would be a great gift, you can order today and you can save over 40% off. And if you use our promo code WOE at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product that it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. So upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/woe and use the code WOE to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/woe to treat yourself today.
Okay, I want to talk a little bit to you about y'all's wedding, because I know, I remember you told me this whenever we were having a picnic and it was my bachelorette party and we were all talking about our weddings and just experience and y'all were all giving me advice and your wedding was amazing, but you also had some things kind of go wrong.
Yeah.
Right? So tell a little bit about that.
Yeah. So we actually, of course, I was like really struggling of whether to bring Finley Kate with us to the wedding and like really go because it's Vegas, it's wild, it's crazy. And so she had ended up, she was 11 months old, she had ended up getting sick like right before we went. And I was like, gosh, I just really don't think this is like the right time to bring her. Like, it's just going to be so much. Vegas isn't really kid friendly. So I was just like, I think maybe I should just like see if she can stay home with my mom. And so she did. And anyways, it was like the wedding day and my mom called me at like 10 a.m. ish. And she was like, just want you to know, like, I'm on the way to the hospital with Finley Kate. And I'm like, what is happening? Like, just, of course, just like losing it. And she was like, well, she ended up having a seizure. And so I just wanted to make sure that you knew that everything's okay. We're on our way. She's going, you know, it's going to be fine. And I'm just like, oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the first time this has like really ever happened. Yeah. I'm not there. Of course, I'm like worried to death.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but it's like our wedding day. Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, oh my gosh, I'm like a couple hours from getting married and then my daughter's in the hospital. Yeah. So I'm just like, of course, just so stressed and just mm-hmm. not really sure what to do. But my mom was like, everything's okay. Like, it'll be fine. And so I guess continue to get ready for the wedding, go to the wedding, get married. And I tell Jonathan, I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm leaving. I'm like, I just have to get back home to our daughter. I was like, I just couldn't stay any longer without knowing that I was on my way to her, you know?
Yeah.
But he stayed and like hung out with the rest of our friends because we went to Vegas to get married and we invited 30 of our friends and family. And we were like, if you can make it, we would love for you to. If you can't, it's okay, you know? And so we actually had about 20 to 25 people there with us. So he like stayed and entertained everybody, you know,
like, I gotta go.
And I was like, I've gotta go, gotta get back, you know?
Yeah.
So got home and everything was fine. And like looking back, like I probably would have been okay to just stay, but just knowing that I was like headed back towards her,
the mom heart
to get back to her to help in any way that I could, you know.
Well, I wanted to bring that up because you know, we had an experience where Honey went to the hospital and I was gone, and that was like the worst moment. That was like the worst night ever, and we drove all the way home and got there. But it's just like in moments like that where you just feel like, oh my gosh, that was not the plan. And I feel like, you know, everyone has those moments in life where like, this was not how I planned it. This is not how I saw it to be. But, you know, through those experiences, you learn so much and you grow so much and in your love and your relationships with people and as a mom, as a wife, you know. And I think about you and Jonathan, like where y'all started. Like, y'all got married in Vegas, spring break, beautiful story, but also a lot of things went wrong that you didn't really plan for.
Yeah.
You get back and now here y'all are 10 years later celebrating a 10-year anniversary with two amazing kids who y'all love the Lord, they love the Lord, debt-free. Like, this is so huge.
Yeah.
When you look back and like view all that, there's probably people who are listening right here who are at that start and maybe it's been a little bit rocky.
Yeah.
What do you think are some of the things that you would say help get y'all through those unplanned times to get to such a steady time now?
Yeah, I think I would say like there were many times where like it's been really hard or, you know, just like unfortunate things have happened. And I really do just like kind of break down and just go and cry and talk to the Lord, like talk to Jesus and just be like, I need you here. I need you now. And just how getting us through that, like walking through that and just being able to say like, I can trust in you. I know what's going to happen. And like times have been hard, but times have also been really, really good. And just knowing that it's gonna be okay. And like, it's hard to explain, but like whenever you're talking, like whenever you have tough times with your husband, like it can be like so, so hard. But at the same time, like just working through that hard time and like getting to the other end of it. Now I've looked back and I'm like, that was so small. Like some of those things that like we thought were so big then, like they're so small now.
Yep.
And now we can talk about anything and it not affect each other. You know, it's just like, that was one of the biggest things that we had to get over was like, I would hold stuff in and like not want to talk about it and just hold it in. And then it should explode at like the last minute, you know, the last straw. And he was just like, can you not do that anymore?
Yeah.
Like, just
tell me
exactly when it happens. Just be right on it, like right when it happens. And like, I've gotten so much better at that. And that has just grown our relationship and our being able to just get through it right then instead of just holding on to it for so long. So I feel like that's just something that like, if you can just you know,
talk about it
and face it head on, like you'll be able to get through it so much quicker.
That's so true.
And then you look back, and then you look back and it was so small.
Yeah, it was so small at the beginning.
Yeah,
you let it grow.
So small.
And normally by the time you say something, whenever you're so worked up, they're so confused because they're like, what? Because they haven't been in your head this whole time. And they're like, huh? And you can't even really explain it because you built this whole thing up. That's so real. I think one thing that I learned from y'all's story, and even in 7 months of being debt-free, is like y'all are so committed to things. Like y'all were committed to each other. Y'all were committed. You were committed to loving him and praying for him to come to the Lord and like his relationship and steady with that. And then like committed to being debt-free and doing the work that it takes to get that. And I think that commitment is something that's kind of lost on a lot of us at times. You know, it's like we want it fast. We want it instantly. Yes. But it honestly takes a lot of commitment to see the fruit of things. And so I want to hear your thoughts on committing to things. And then two, this kind of goes together, but just contentment. Like you're committed and you're content. Like you stay content in times that are really hard where you might wish you had more or wanted to do more, but just like that contentment is so important. So do you see those two words apply heavily to your life? You know, Christian's always been so good about taking supplements, and I not so much, but it is important to me if I'm going to take a supplement that it's the highest quality, and that is why I have been drinking AG1 for years. It's also so simple too. Unlike many supplement brands, AG1 is researched and developed by a team of in-house experts like scientists, doctors, and nutritionists who have decades of experience. If you follow me or Christian, you've definitely heard us talk about AG1 a lot, and that's because AG1 really has been such a big deal when it comes to us staying healthy, and it's such an easy habit that has made a big impact in our daily lives. Quality isn't just a buzzword for AG1, it's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. Taking care of my health shouldn't be so complicated, although it feels like it sometimes, but AG1 helps me keep it simple by helping me stay on track and meet my nutritional needs in just 60 seconds without all the complicated prep of mixing and matching powders and pills. I love knowing that I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because they obsess over the quality of their products, the standard of their manufacturing partners, and building and keeping sustainable practices. They care about the quality of what goes into my body just as much as I do. AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes pre and probiotics and digestive enzymes to help a healthy gut. Gut health can play a big role in our overall health, and it's super important also to your mental health, so it just makes you feel overall better in your day. I love taking AG1 because, like I said, so simple. It tastes good. I just mix it in some ice cold water in the morning, and I feel great throughout the day. I honestly prefer to take it even before my coffee because I think it just makes me feel more alert, more clarity, and get the day started better, and then, you know, maybe an afternoon coffee, but I like to get it started on the right foot. So I partnered with AG1 for so long because they make such high quality products, and I genuinely look forward to drinking it every single day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/woe. Again, that's drinkag1.com/woe to check it out today.
Yes, of course. Like I will say, like, yeah, when we started this journey, we were like, okay, we even sat the kids down like in October and we were like, look, this is going to be a really hard year. I was like, you're going to hear mom and dad say no. You're going to hear us say we can't do this, we can't do that. But I want you to know that we're saying no right now so that in a year, in 2 years, like we can say yes to everything. Like, it's going to be a hard year, but that's just a season. Like, we're going to stay committed to this. We're going to work really hard. And we thought, like, we thought our debt-free was going to be December of 2024. And here we are in May of 2024, and we're debt-free. Like, it wasn't even a full year that they had to sacrifice or we had to sacrifice. You know, it's because we put our head down, we worked really hard, and we stayed committed to that. And so I think if you get a plan and you really are committed to sticking to it, it's a lifestyle change. It's saying no. It's like telling your friends at lunch, like, hey, I can't go to lunch, you know, and like, or saying you can't go on that vacation, you can't go do this or whatever it is, because like you really are committed and working hard towards a goal. And once you reach that goal, then it's like, complete freedom, and then you're able to go do it, you know? So being content, like I was, I will say, like, I had content for my word for like 2022, and it didn't really happen because there was just like a lot of things that needed to happen in our life. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to stay content. I'm just going to stay content. I'm not going to get that. I'm not going to get that. And then we ended up making a really big move. We had moved from West Monroe to Alexandria to our hometown, and then that didn't really work out. And I was trying to stay content because that was my word, but really, we really needed to move back to West Monroe. Yeah. Like, I was still working. That's important. Here.
Actually, I love what you're saying, because there are some things you're supposed to be committed to, and then there are other things that it's okay to shift. Yeah. And I think it's like having the discernment in life to know, like, this is something that's important to stick to. And then some things, out of our own stubbornness and pride, we try to stick to whenever that's not the Lord saying stick to it. That's maybe your own, like, will, like, forcing its way in. And so,
like, I'm gonna say, like, we were so committed, or like, I wanted to be committed to that one thing. And then it was like, it's really not working. And so now I feel like that word contentment has come full circle back around to this year, because I'm like, we are content in where we are. We are content in our jobs. We're content in our home. We're content in our car. And like, we don't have anything super fancy. Yeah. And that's not what it's about. It's just being about, like, what our life is, having our family, and loving the Lord, and just being able to serve and show love to others. So it's just like that contentment is being just every day. Yeah. So
that's really cool. Okay. So you had some verses written down, and I want you to be able to read them, because you said that some of these verses have really helped you through it.
Yeah.
And I do want to talk about that, because sometimes, like, you know, when it comes to like the church and talking about money, people can get like, oh, weird about it.
Yeah.
But I do think, like, it is our relationship with the Lord that some, like, these things, it helps you in these areas so much, because like, even what you're saying about sacrifice and contentment, I think about that in my own life. Like, I remember hearing a sermon from Alex Seeley, who's a pastor, and she's a woman, and she was, I relate to her a lot, because a lot of what I do is preaching and teaching, so I learned a lot from Alex. And she was saying, when I, like, whatever God puts on your life, like the call he puts on your life, you have to be obedient to it, right? Mm-hmm. And she was talking about, for her, she's like, I'm a speaker. Like, I have to speak on Sunday mornings. I'm preaching the word. So that means sometimes, like, when my friends are all going out, I have to say, I'm sorry, I can't tonight because I'm working on this message. And so, like, I have to sacrifice here and there, knowing that, like, this is what I'm called to and I'm committed to. And then you get to see the reward in the freedom you have Sunday morning when you're prepared to preach the word.
Yeah.
So in every stage of your life, whatever you're doing, like, those same principles apply, like being committed, being able to say no when you need to say no, being able to say yes when you need to say yes, being able to sacrifice when you need to sacrifice, and experiencing the freedom of that. But you talk about how even these scriptures with the Lord have really helped you even in this journey of becoming debt free. Do you want to read a couple of those?
So, which I thought this was really cool, because it's Philippians 4:11, which I know most of us all know Philippians 4:13, but this is Philippians 4:11, and it is, I am not saying this because I'm in need, for I have learned to be content in whatever the circumstances. And then it goes on to say, like, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. And so, like, this is just talking about how, like, you could have Jesus whenever you're, like, wealthy and fully fed and all these things, but you can also need Jesus whenever you don't.
You have nothing,
you know? And so it's just being content. And, like, we've seen that with just this being, doing this debt-free journey, is like, Jesus has shown up, like, so many times where we were just like, oh my goodness, like, okay, we want to do more of this, because this is Jesus's blessing, you know? Like, he just keeps providing for us whenever, and I'm like, I feel like that sounds so cliche, but it's just like, it really has happened, and it is so true. And I just wish I could scream that from the rooftops everywhere we go, you know? I will just say this, because I feel like I have this funny, like, God wink of, like, when we were tithing, we actually sold something, and I told John that, I was like, I really feel like we need a tithe off the top of, like, what we just sold. And he was like, yeah, true, like, for sure, like, do it. And it was a large amount, and I was like, okay, like, this is awesome, like, we get to do this. And it was like, I feel like God just has, like, a sense of humor sometimes, because I had something sitting on, like, Facebook Marketplace to, like, sell for, like, the longest time, and I was like, this thing is never gonna sell, like, whatever, you know, it's been sitting there. And I went to tithe on what we sold, and I'm telling you, as soon as I clicked the button to pay the tithe, the thing on Facebook sold. And it was just like, I mean, it's seriously the same exact time. I was like, God just has a funny way of showing up in your life, like whenever you're truly looking for him.
It's
know?
So true.
And it's such a funny thing.
I have the same stories. Like, actually, Shelley Giglio told me one time, she's like, try to outgive God, I dare you. And it's so crazy. Like, there was a moment this past year where it is so real. Like, no matter what financial situation you're in, sometimes it can be hard to talk about with your husband because, you know, y'all are two people trying to make a decision with one bank account and one, you know, financial decision. And so I've really felt like the Lord was telling me in this moment to give the certain amount of money away. And it was a lot of money. And I was thinking, like, my first thought was like, how am I going to tell Christian? Because I really feel like I'm supposed to do this, but like, I need him to also feel like we're supposed to do this. So I was like, okay, God, like, before I even tell Christian, we just put it on his heart or whatever. Just like trying to think of how I was going to say it. And so literally, like, I'm typing out, like, what I'm going to say to him, and I get an email, and it's something completely random, and it was this offer that was for the exact, literally the exact same amount of money that I just was telling him I wanted to give away. And it was, like, stuff like that where you're just, like, confirmation that that's what God said. Yeah. And I just want to, like, clarify for people listening, we are not preaching a prosperity gospel. I'm not saying, you know, this, if you follow God, you're going to be financially blessed. That is not what we're saying. Actually, if you read the gospel, Jesus is like, if you follow me, pick up your cross because things are about to get hard. There's hard times ahead. It is not promised that you will be financially blessed. It is not promised that you have prosperity. But at the same time, if you also go read, you know, Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, and he ends and he's talking about how much the Father cares for you and how the Lord will provide your every need. And I love that people make sure to identify that it says need, like not want. He won't provide your every want. You're not always gonna have what you want, but he will provide what you need. And then there are those moments where you have those God winks, and it's not always. So there have been other times where we've given a lot of money and you don't necessarily see that in return with money, but you see that in return with joy that you get from giving or just like just the love that you have with each other, knowing that you get to partner with God and doing something really cool. Yeah. And so, yeah, it doesn't always look like financial comeback, but and that's not what you do it for. You know, you do out of the goodness of your heart. And so I just want to establish that because I think that's why people get weird about money in the church is because people get weird about money in the church. That's not what we're talking about.
No.
We're talking about the very truth of things that are in scripture, like tithing, things that are in scripture, like the Lord providing things that are in scripture, like contentment in every circumstance in your life, whether you're at the top or at the bottom. And the truth is also opposite. You can not have Jesus and be super wealthy and not feel like you have nothing and be empty, you know, and then have nothing and feel like you're super rich because you have the important things in life. Like I saw that very clearly one time when I went straight from the Dominican Republic to Hollywood. I was in Dominican Republic on a mission trip with people that I know and love who are like family to me, who are some of the most joyful, content people in the world, who I could sit there and just hang out and not worry about anything because they don't worry about things like that we do sometimes. And I just loved my time there. And then I went straight to Hollywood and I just was faced with people who had everything and honestly were lacking in a lot of things that really matter in life and not content and not having that same joy. So I remember going on that trip when I was younger thinking, this is a good thing for me to see and take note of. Yeah. And so to hear Paul say, you know, I've actually learned to find contentment in everything, that whether I'm on the highest of the highs or the lowest of the lows, I have a steadiness in Christ, you know? And so that's what you're saying and what you've got to experience.
Yeah. And I feel like that has like just become like a more relationship with God because it's literally like we're giving him his part first. Mm-hmm. And like we've just been able to like really turn our like wants that we want, we thought we wanted, it's just like they're not even there anymore. Like it's literally just like we want to do what we're supposed to do and be good stewards of God and help provide and love others. And like we just can't wait for the time that we can just like write a check to something to give to Camp Tioka, to the salt, the theater, you know, just different things that we just like cannot wait to give because we are like, that's our next goal is to be where we can like live and give like nobody else and be able to provide and just like really change the people in our community. So I'm really excited.
I love that. Okay. So like I said, this is when your first podcast and this is not typically something you would jump at and say yes to, but I know you wanted to because you do have a lot of important things to talk about.
Yeah.
One, of course, and what we're mainly talking about is that you are debt-free. Why do you want to talk about it with other people? And what do you hope people listening are inspired by in their own life? Like what's the importance of sharing that story?
I think because like everybody thinks that this is normal. Everybody thinks that, you know, having a car loan, having mm-hmm. credit cards, like everybody thinks that this is a normal life, and it does not have to be. Mm-hmm. Like, that is a stressful life. Like, that is full of stress and anxiety, yeah. and you can't, like, pay your bills or, like, the inflation and interest rates. Like, everything is so high right now that mm-hmm. I feel like everybody is feeling it. Everybody's yeah. feeling that pressure. But you don't have to live like that. You don't have to live that way. Like, if you can really figure out how to be good stewards mm-hmm. of your money and build wealth, that you can change your life. You can yep. change your family tree. Like, that is just something that we have learned in this journey. And I'm like, I want everybody to know that yeah. it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be stressful. It doesn't have to be paycheck to paycheck. And like, I know that it's just like most of America. And I think with social media and different things, like, we think that everybody drives all these fancy cars and mm-hmm. but I've seen it so many times that, like, you can, somebody can, like, drive a really fancy car and only have, like, $100 to their name, and people mm-hmm. think that they're rich. But yeah. really, people who have $100,000 in their bank and drive a crappy car, like, they're the ones who are really have, mm-hmm. you know, are really stable and really not stressed.
Yeah.
And I think that's, like, where I was before doing this. It was like, oh, I wanted a new car. Oh, I wanted this. I wanted that. And I was just like, oh my gosh, you really don't need those things mm-hmm. to be happy. You really don't need those things mm-hmm. to find joy. Like, really, you just need your family and you need Jesus.
Yep.
And I don't know. Like, I just feel like God didn't intend for us to live this way. You know, like, it's just, if you're always in debt, you're always owing somebody else. You're always going to be a slave to somebody else if mm-hmm. you owe them money, you know?
Yep.
So it's just better to
figure
it out and just work hard. It's very inspiring. And not owe anybody any money.
Spring is a great time to start something new, right? So whether it's cleaning or a new hobby or a new audiobook, a good story is always a great way to start a new journey, and Audible has all that you need. I come from a family of great storytellers, so I know Audible is the home of storytelling, which is where I want to be. Audible lets you enjoy all your favorite audio entertainment together in one app. There's always something new to discover, or you can rediscover some of your old favorites. Audible has an incredible selection of audiobooks from every genre, like bestseller, new releases, memoirs, mysteries and thrillers, business and more. It is the destination for mind-blowing entertainment with selections of mystery and thrillers that will keep your heart racing. And with next listen recommendations, there's always something irresistible at your fingertips. Plus, members get full access to a huge and growing selection of included audiobooks and Audible originals and even podcasts like Well That's Good. So you can download them or stream them anytime, anywhere. Audible members can also pick one title each month to keep from the entire catalog, which is some serious benefits, y'all. The newly included selection of titles makes your Audible membership even more valuable and gives you the chance to discover your next favorite thing. With thousands of titles available, you're definitely going to find something that you love all in one convenient app. So I know some of you are into, you know, thrillers, crime, mystery, and I gotta be honest, that's not really been my thing. So I told Bella, okay, Bella, tell me what I could like listen to that wouldn't scare me, but I would like be into it. And she told me about this title called The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave. And so I started it, and John Luke loved it too. And so I'm just now on the cusp of it. And y'all, let me tell you, it is very entertaining. You do want to listen to see what happened next. So if y'all are into that, Audible is a great place to find those too. New members can try Audible now for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/woe or just text woe to 500-500. That's Audible, audible.com/woe, or text woe to 500-500 to try Audible for free for 30 days. It's very inspiring. And, you know, I will say it's so interesting just like how our culture is. It's so true about the way that we I guess kind of like look on other people and deem success. And actually, even like when we talk about the wedding culture, and it's really just social media culture. It's like you throw all this out there and everything looks so fancy and aesthetic and pleasing. And then you want your life to look like that, but that's so not realistic. And I find it so, like, I feel like I really realized how our culture can be whenever we got a minivan. And I know this is so funny. I didn't even really think that that was a big deal because, like, my mom has a minivan, my grandma has a minivan. I was like, I'm going to get a minivan. Like, you know, that just makes sense. That's so practical for our family.
And I mean, we have a nice minivan. I love our minivan. But it's just so crazy the reactions people have to me driving a minivan. Mm-hmm. Like when I pull up to pick people, they're like, this is your car? You really drive a minivan? And I'm like, yeah, I have two kids and two car seats. And this is great because I have a whole third row so I can pick y'all up still. Yeah. Like, this is great.
And when your hands are full, you don't have to open the door.
It's amazing. And also, not to mention, like, when you open the door, it doesn't take up much room for the car beside you. So to get out the car seat or to get out the kid, it's so much easier. But I just realized that, like, wow, like, it, there's so much of us is really wrapped up in what we drive or how we look or what we, how we carry ourselves, what we wear, what our house is like, all the things. And so I really do think it's so important to check all of our hearts and say, like, okay, what are the things that really matter in my life? Am I treating those things like that really is what matters? Is that, am I treating it like that really is the priority of my life and really what I value? Yeah. And, you know, it's actually really cool. I actually love now showing up in my minivan because it gives me a good conversation with people who have a big reaction of like, why does it matter so much? Like, why does it surprise you? You know? And, I've actually gotten into some really cool conversations about that. And so, anyways, I just said to say, it's so interesting how we do things nowadays, especially with social media. And I think that's probably always been the case, just in different things. It's maybe a little bit heightened now with social media.
Yeah.
But really just asking yourself, why do I do the things I do? Why do I buy the things I buy? Why? And like making sure your heart's in the right place. Yeah. Because it really is all about your heart posture. Like where, what does it say in the word? Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So it's like, it really does matter to establish like, where is your heart? And I always think about that with like big purchases or like if I'm buying some clothing that's like more expensive, I'm like, okay, just making sure, am I buying this because I want people to see that I have this? Or am I buying this because I really just like it and, and I'm able to right now? And then I'm that's okay. Cause I just think it's such a heart posture thing. And it's like, if you're able to and your heart's pure in it, good, get it, enjoy it. But if your heart is not pure and you're like, I want to look fancy, I want people to know that I have this money, it's more flashy, I'm gonna show up and let everybody know, like, look what I have, the on-trend thing, then that's a little bit different. So like making sure your heart's in the right place is so important. You know, we've talked about this just in like behind the scenes in our own life, but I know that you've talked about like you're kind of coming to this point in your faith now where you're like, you're sharing scripture with people, you're, you know, sharing more about your faith with other people, and that hasn't always been the case for you. Where do you think this like newfound confidence has come? Like, you're like telling people you're debt-free, you're going on the podcast, you're sharing your faith a little bit more. Has that always been your personality type, or is that something that you're kind of coming more confident into nowadays, and maybe why?
Yeah, I'm definitely just more confident in it because I feel like I've just been learning more about the word and Jesus and who he wants us to be and like how he wants us to have a relationship with him. And so I've just like gotten more apt to like talking to him more often and more you know, all the time. It's just like in random times, and I'm just like, Lord, I need you, or like, you know, just having like basic conversation with him just for guidance and understanding. And so like I feel like the more I've just like talked with him and like built that relationship, the more confident I've been in sharing that with others and like sharing like what he's been doing in my life. And because it's like he's showing up for me, so like I just want to show up for him. So I just feel like that's been cool. Like so fun.
I see that in you. Like it's so cool because you've been like so much more confident just like having conversations about the Bible, and you didn't always do that. Known you for what, 9 years now? And it's like really cool to see you find confidence in that and freedom in that. And I love what you said, like when you know him more, you share him more. Like that's just how it goes, you know? Yeah. And I think so many people are worried about saying, because what if I mess up? What if I, you know, don't know it as much? But like if you're worried about that, and study more, learn more, talk to people more, and also like have the humility to say, I might mess it up. You know, I do all the time. I'm like talking on a podcast all the time. I mess it up all the time, and everyone gets to hear me mess it up. Literally, in my last podcast I just did right before you, I like totally said the wrong word, and it was like a smart word too. And I was like, I botched that. And then later I was like, told him, the editor, I was like, you can take that out. I was like, actually, just leave it in. So people know that it's relatable, you know, like I mess up the words, like we all mess up. And so it's just really cool to see you bring confidence into that area of your life. And you really are. You're such a good mom, such a good wife, such a good friend to learn from.
Well, and I was going to share like one thing that I've recently just heard, and I thought it was so, so good. But it was a quote this girl said, you know, like not caring what other people think is a true superpower.
Truth.
And I'm like, whoa, that is just like so good to know, because it's like I was like getting ready to come do this podcast and I was like, well, do I need this? Like, I don't know. And I was like, you know what? I don't really care what other people think. Like, yep. And it's just so like, I've been putting my mind and my heart in that. It's just like, it doesn't matter what others think around you. As long as they're seeing like the love of Jesus from me, like that's so all true. I really want. And so it's just been so fun to think that way. And it's so less stress,
like so freeing.
It's so freeing to not be like, I don't really care what I post on my Instagram, because I mean, if they don't like it, they don't like it, you know, it doesn't matter. And it's just so fun to live life that way and just
so fun,
so much more freeing and exciting. And so I just think that's so good. And
it's true. That's why this message of live original, like we put the sign back up in the studio, because I'm like, that is the message. And that's such a freeing way to live when you really are just like your original self, fully living in who God created you to be and not worry what other people think of you. And man, it is so much more fun. You dance in public. You are okay to botch the words. You show up to things that, you know, just the way that you are. And, you know, it's just great. Like even last night, my honey had on princess heels on the wrong shoes and some kind of funny outfit. And then Haven didn't have shoes on, but we were going to go to dinner. And I was like, you know what? Let's just go, because we're going to either miss out on dinner just because y'all look funny or we're just going to go as you are, which I would show up like that too. And it's just like the freedom. And actually what's funny is the conversation I mentioned about the minivan, I wasn't going to share this, but I will share this because the person said, one of the people that had a big reaction said to me like, wow, you really have nothing to prove, do you? And I just kind of thought that was like a weird thing to say.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I mean, I don't feel like I have anything to prove. And he goes, well, you've never had to experience that, like having that feeling, a feeling like you need to prove something because of who your family is. And I said, I was like, actually, that's not true. I was like, because like my life hasn't always looked like the way my life looks like right now. I was like, plus, you know, there are people struggle with things no matter what their life looks like. So that's also not true, because that's just not true. I mean, you hear some of the biggest actors and actresses in Hollywood say that they struggle with the things that you would think, surely she doesn't. But of course she does, because she's a human. I told him, I said, you know, I actually remember in middle school, before my parents, like, you know, had Duck Dynasty and that was successful. My friends all having like Nike shorts to wear. And my parents were like, those are so expensive. Y'all are not getting Nike shorts. Like you're not getting Nike shorts. And I would beg them, please let me get Nike shorts. I want to have Nike shorts. I want to, you know, fit in. And she's like, you're not getting Nike shorts because your dad has a deal with Under Armour. And so you're going to wear the Under Armour shorts, because there's no way we're spending money on the Nike shorts. And then even before my dad had deals, I remember it was the jeans or the jacket or the whatever. And I remember navigating those feelings of wanting to prove myself by what I was wearing or the name brand that I had. So I was like, I did experience that. And I overcame that when I was younger through my parents helping me navigate these things of like, you don't need that to know your worth. And those were the times that my dad nicknamed me when I was young, the original, to teach me that message of like, you're original. Don't look to the left and the right. It's not about what other people are doing. It's about who God made you to be. And so it was just interesting. And so I was telling this guy this that told me that. He was like, oh, well, I was wrong. Like, you have experienced that. But again, that's just another like point of people thinking that other people don't understand the shoes that they walk into, that they walk in. And that's why, like, whenever you were coming on the podcast, and I was like, hey, you said to me, you're like, hey, we didn't always do things the right way. So do you really want me to share my story? I was like, yes, because it's your story. And because 50%, if not more, people of our listeners will be able to say, that's my story, actually. Actually, 100% will say, I didn't always do it the right way. You know, but 50% might be exactly where you're in. And so it's so important. You don't just look at everybody else and go like, well, I just want to try to look like I'm like them or sound like I'm like them, because this is what's socially acceptable. That's why socially no one feels like they're enough, because people aren't being honest, you know?
I feel like, and it's really hard, because I feel like a lot of times, like, you don't know what they're really actually going through or what's really behind, like, their Instagram or whatever it is. And I want to now, I'm glad that I'm learning this now and that I'm in this now, because my daughter is about to go to middle school. My son's only a couple years away from middle school. And so I'm like, if I can just show them that, like, really, nobody else's opinion matters about you. Like, you are who you are. I want you to be confident in that. And it really doesn't matter what other people have or what they do. It's like, it matters what you do. And you just go out every single day and show people love, you know, like, then you're really going to find the true friends that you need and be able to, like, survive the middle school and high school years, you know? So I'm, like, so glad that I'm finding this now so that I can just, like, keep passing it on.
It's great. Yeah. So good. Lindsay, you're so inspiring. Okay, I have two things for you.
Okay,
one's a funny gift. The second one is a gift I want to give you. First funny gift for your Dave Ramsey class, since you're saving money. I have my 50% off voucher for my chiropractor visit for your next visit. They said give it to friends and family. And I said, I know just the person.
Perfect.
So the second thing I have is a gift that Christian and I and mom and dad and the team want to give you. Know that whenever you had your wedding, didn't quite go as planned because you had to get back home to Finley Kate. But after 10 years, we want to give y'all the honeymoon of your dreams that you deserve. So, So I know me too. So I know you planned a lot of trips for us, but we want you to get to plan your trip for you guys that y'all deserve after 10 years of being married. I know y'all are working hard to save money, but we don't want y'all to have to worry about that. So we're going to send y'all wherever y'all want to have the honeymoon that you guys deserve.
Oh my goodness. Yes. That is so awesome.
We love you guys.
Thank you so much.
Yes, we love you guys. Thanks for doing this podcast. Thanks. Yeah.